We are so excited that you are here to listen to the Script Cake Podcast.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We want to help you develop your idea into a great screenplay. And who knows, maybe you'll write the next big blockbuster.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Well, there's always a chance, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Are you ready to learn about screenwriting?
Yes, Will Sergeant!
All right, then. Let's get started. Enjoy. Welcome to the Script Cake Podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill. And this week, we're going to tackle that age-old debate of how you should design your stories. Should it be plot-based or should it be character-based? In the last few weeks, I've interviewed wonderful mentors, writers, screenwriters, gurus, if you will, on opposite ends of that debate. And it's very interesting to me because I respect both of them very much. I respect their opinions. I believe that what they're saying is valid. And even though I myself am character-based first, that is my perception of the way a screenplay should be designed. It's always great to hear other people's sides of it and designing plot-based. And Aristotle himself, very plot-based. Character secondary, plot is first. So I don't want to argue with Aristotle. But I think the conclusion that I'm coming to is simply that you must have both. You must have a great plot. You must have great characters. Or you must have great characters and you must have a great plot. And I don't know that it makes a tremendous amount of difference which way you design them, because you're kind of looking at the same thing just from opposite sides. It's not that the plot has to be perfect and the characters can be whatever. No, you got to have fantastic characters that are intertwined with the plot and vice versa. It's not that the characters can be interesting and dynamic and amazing and the plot just is boring. That's not going to work either. So in the greater scheme of things, I think when you're designing your stories, it doesn't necessarily matter where you start, whether it's plot first or whether it's character first. What does matter is that the two are intrinsically linked. Okay? Because when I write, plot is a device of my character. My character's internal emotional wound, what they're dealing with, the entire world, what vehicles they drive, the locations that I cast are all based upon that character's emotional wound. Okay? And so they're intrinsically linked. So what we're doing is we're externalizing that internal issue that the protagonist is dealing with and creating a world in which they have to face their own inner demons and in which they have to overcome. And therefore, by overcoming, not only do they defeat their antagonist, who again is also built from the protagonist's internal wound, when they defeat that protagonist, they also defeat their internal wound. And so thus you're, you know, killing two birds with one stone. You're getting a very interesting physical solution to the story. And you're also getting a very powerful emotional solution to the story. And those things have to be intrinsically linked. For those that design it from a plot standpoint first, I think the same thing happens. I think everything in the character has to be a function of plot. And it's that connection between the two that's the whole point of all of it. I'm so tired of watching movies with characters who are dealing with X, Y, or Z and a plot that's kind of roughly connected to it in some way, shape, or form here and there. It's entirely unfulfilling. But if you can intrinsically link the two, that is when you are on your way. I just recently got a chance to go watch a fantastic movie, Godzilla Minus One. And I'm not the biggest Godzilla fan in the world. I enjoy a good monster movie from time to time. But I went to go see it, and I got to tell you, I was blown away. I mean, talk about character and plot being intertwined in such an amazing way. When you look at Godzilla, you know, Godzilla's only a movie 20, 30 minutes. And it's, you know, well over 90-minute movie, probably 120 minutes. What do you fill all that time with? Well, it's about that emotional wound that the character has to face. And the way that they designed it, oh my God, it was so visual. And it was this perfect moment where the external story, the visual plot element, and the internal emotional story were so intrinsically connected in that moment, bam, hits both of them simultaneously. I mean, like a grand slam, like a walk-off grand slam. It was amazing. And the whole time through, we're being entertained. Obviously, you're seeing Godzilla every now and again, but you're also seeing this personal story develop. And the balance of the two made the outcome magnificent. And, you know, it wasn't even playing in a local theater. And we had to drive about 30 minutes to find a theater that actually was playing the movie. And I checked today to see what was playing, and now it's playing locally. So it's good to know that that word of mouth and support that that movie is getting is expanding it and going to reach a larger audience. And I hope that you are one of the members of that audience, because what a beautiful symmetry between character and plot. You don't need one. You need both. And they need to be woven together like a piece of rope. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Scriptcake Podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill. If you have a screenwriting question, please feel free to forward it to info@scriptcake.com, and we may feature your question on a future podcast. If you'd like to know more about me, please check out my website, lavinder.com, lavinder.com, to see where I'll be speaking, presenting, and to get more information on my book, Scriptcake Secrets, the top 10 mistakes novice screenwriters make and how to fix them. Until next time.